An engagement between timber dealers and the Uganda Revenue Authority has ended weeks of tension over tax assessment methods, paving way for improved compliance and smoother business operations in the West Nile region. The engagement held at Lia Border Post was led by Deogracias Kalebi, Manager West Nile Regional Customs Field Services, alongside Simon Tumwesije, Manager Customs Enforcement and Border Control. Timber traders had raised concerns about high taxes calculated using cubic measurements, arguing that the method sometimes inflated costs without considering timber type. Others cite multiple tax charges from the source to border points as a burden on profit margins. Deogracias Kalebi, Manager West Nile Regional Customs Field Services, explains the purpose of the dialogue.
So it was important that we engage with the business people, the dealers of timber, to understand their business. The grievances they had were the way timber is taxed. The objective was to understand their issues and also communicate to them timber is taxed and generally how timber is traded. And by the end of the engagement, we heard from them and we had to explain to them. But one of the issues that informed this was the cases where we are seeing non-compliance in terms of declarations of timber.
Kato Michael Mugasa, a trader operating between DR Congo and Kampala, says confusion increased when some dealers were reportedly assessed using weight instead of cubic meters.
For us, our concern is about the revenue taxes. The taxes were too high for us, so that's why we complained. First and foremost, there is a vehicle which they arrested somewhere in Nebbi. Then that vehicle was transferred up to Guru. So they are trying to purchase timbers in weight, which was our complaint, because here timbers we buy them cubic. After coming here to dissolve it, they accepted that we are going to be counting timbers in cubic meters. For us, we local traders, we survive here. These timbers, this is the raw material from Congo. So if the timber reaches here at Lia, as we local people, we use our money to transport it up to Kampala to make the local houses and furniture so that our people can benefit. But now, Congolese people are still sleeping to allow us to bring the timbers from their country to our country here. Now, if we get timbers from Congo, which means our forests here are protected.
It's expensive, so putting in taxes, by the time we reach Kampala, the profit margin is really small. So we've been doing this just for survival, because even if you clear here and now you're moving on road to Kampala, there are roadblocks, very many roadblocks and checkpoints. So much as you have all the papers, they will still, you know this Uganda now it is. They will start disorganizing you by maybe saying you underdeclared, you paid small money in the taxes, you understand? So now offloading all the timber, counting and revaluation again, you know, it's a waste time. So we end up being vulnerable and, you know, paying all that. So by the time you reach Kampala, the margin on timber is very small.
In response, the manager, West Nile Regional Customs Field Services, clarified that URA's goal is to ensure fair and transparent tax administration, not to frustrate the traders.
Compliance is expensive. There are so many benefits to compliance. When you make accurate declarations, you pay your taxes accurately. Even where there are checks, you'll find that everything has been declared, you paid your taxes, then you're clear to go. But the cost of non-compliance is quite high. The moment it is discovered, on top of paying the due taxes, they will again pay penalties on top of the taxes. So I want to appeal to all taxpayers generally that you ensure as much as possible to declare 100% and accurately to customs so that you assess the right and appropriate tax.